Pam Street is a longtime resident of Clay County. She lived in the community of Procius for more than 18 years after leaving her home state of Michigan. Her house sat just 10 feet or so from the edge of the Elk River when waters began to rise on June 23rd.
It just came over my house and moved it around, and I lost everything.
Street received a $500 check from the Clay County Commission during its meeting last week to help her recover. But you can see in photos where floodwater ripped away the siding from Street's home and left large holes in the roof after moving it off its foundation.
I'm one of the luckier ones, I think. I mean, my total life is destroyed, but I'm still one of the more lucky ones.
Lucky because Street says she also quickly received assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA declared her home a total loss and awarded her the maximum $33,000 housing assistance grant, including the first 2 months' rent for a home she, her son, and her brother are now renting from a coworker. But Deanna Frazier with FEMA says that's a rare find in a rural West Virginia community.
The rental properties here in Clay County are really few and far between, and they don't have the ability to travel 50 miles away to get to their work. So they really need something right here in Clay County.
It's the combination of the scarcity of rental property and the distance from temporary options like hotels, the closest of which is still an hour's drive from some hard-hit areas, that put Clay County on the list for FEMA's temporary housing program. The agency will ship in mobile homes for families to live in for up to 18 months while they find a more permanent solution. But finding out if you qualify for temporary housing, much like finding out if you qualify for FEMA assistance at all, can be a complicated process. If applicants say they are not willing to relocate from their current property or that they have a place to stay, like with family, FEMA declares them ineligible for temporary housing. If they do not legally own the property they live on, homeowners are ineligible for housing assistance grants. That's what happened to Tammy Rhodes.
We lived over here. This was where our house was at.
Rhodes points to a dirt lot that sits just below a hillside in the Beaumont community of Clay County. Weeks after the storm, she remembers watching water spill over the culvert separating her family from the main roadway and telling them it was time to go.
I grabbed my little three-year-old and put him on my hip, and by the time we had got to the middle of the driveway, my little seven-year-old, she's real short, she was floating, her legs were floating. It was waist deep on me. It was lapping my little boy's butt. And she kept saying, "You're hurt me." And I said, "I understand that, but we have to get across this road."
Rhodes lives 3 miles from the Elk River. It was floodwater rushing off of the hillside that caused her home to buckle in the center, a total loss. But FEMA denied her claim three times.
When FEMA denied your all's claims, did they tell you why?
Yes. They said because my mom and dad had given us this part of the property to live on. And because a title had never been switched or a deed had never been put into our name, that they considered us renters.
The same goes for the Small Business Administration, another federal agency offering low-interest loans to flood victims. The SBA couldn't help her either. So now, nearly 6 weeks after the storm, she, her husband, and their 3 children are living in a pop-up camper that another West Virginia family donated, sitting in her parents' driveway. 2 beds, no air conditioning, no storage space for the few possessions they do have. Rhodes, who also lost her job earlier this month, says the conversations she now has with her children about what they'll do next are difficult ones.
They want us to put a home in so they can have a bedroom. They want some type of normalcy. They want to be in their own rooms and their own beds. They don't even have beds.
Their living situation isn't an uncommon one in the area. As you drive Route 4 from Clay to Clendenin, tents and campers sit in dozens of driveways, providing shelter to families who can no longer live in their homes. FEMA's Deanna Frazier says while Rhodes' situation is unfortunate, the agency does have certain guidelines it has to follow when providing assistance because its resources are limited. Only 4 counties, Clay, Nicholas, Kanawha, and Greenbrier, have been approved for the temporary housing program. But Clay and Nicholas County officials had to fight for the designation after FEMA representatives told them they were not eligible. It took 10 days for the decision to be reversed, but federal officials will not say if any of the units have been placed in flood-damaged communities or even how many have been requested because, quote, they are issued on a case-by-case basis and the numbers can change quickly, end quote, meaning more people can become eligible for the program.
If your living situation has changed, then that changes the whole picture. And so what we want to do is make sure that people call the 800 number or they can come into the Disaster Recovery Center, update that information, because they may be eligible for additional grant assistance that they were not eligible for in the past.
For Rhodes and her family, though, that federal assistance is no longer an option.
And they finally told me that if there was a loophole that I had fell through it.
She is now leaning on charitable organizations for help, but Rhodes says it could be months, if not years, before her family is whole again. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Clay County.